A few minutes to surface. Hatch opened, fresh air entered noisily. All realize, little time left for survival. We put on life belts, ran to hatch, no panic, I was about 35th out. Sublay stricken stem down, commander stood by binocular stand, flung distress flares into water. Men standing on conning tower and storm deck, or Lacan tracer fire still from British. Firing ceased after flare hit water. Many men in water. Next me, a security officer did not know how to use his life belt. I helped him, but his compressed air cylinders were empty. Some tried to launch rubber dinghy. Water already reached guns. I climbed to the bridge with two others. We were the only ones left. I remember the advice when I served in a destroyer, stay on board as long as possible. When the bridge submerged, we swam for our lives. The sub sank, bow in the air. Obersteuerman, who had been witness at my wedding, was without life belt. He held on to my shoulders for some time, then I realized he was no longer there. A few men were still swimming, shouting help. Some tracer shots were still fired, but why? The water was very cold, my legs became stiff. I took photos from my pocket and threw them away to prevent them falling into enemy hands. I had a few words with my friend, my Zeusik. Maybe we'll make it. Then calmness, in the foamy water, for how long?